Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If a new car is on your end-of-the-year shopping list, I'm sorry, because Experian Automotive says Americans are taking longer to pay off their car loans. And Washington Post personal finance columnist Michelle Singletary says stretching out those payments could backfire. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you.
First, we're seeing more and more car loans spanning 6 to 7 years. That's a lot longer than the traditional 4-year loan. Why is that happening?
Cars are more expensive and people want good cars. And so they can't afford the 4-year loan. So they're stretching it out to 5, 6, 7, and even 8 years.
Well, that seems like a good idea, I guess, because the monthly payments will get smaller the longer I have my loan. But it's not all good news, is it?
No. In fact, I tell people if you can't buy that car and with monthly payments that you can live with for 48 months, you cannot afford that car because a number of things will be at play. First of all, most importantly, you're going to pay more interest over that time. Oftentimes, the interest rate is higher because the lender is taking on more risks because you're going to have that loan for a lot longer than what we've been typically used to, which is the 48-month loan.
So how much more interest will I be paying if I choose to pay off my loan in 6 or 7 years as opposed to 4?
You know, it depends on the interest rate and how much the car, but it could be, a couple $1,000s more.
Wow.
Depending on all those different factors. Yeah, I mean, and then also, you know, you got insurance, you know, higher insurance over that period of time. And there's so many things that could go wrong. Like, let's say you get into an accident. The longer you have a loan, the more likely you're going to be what's called upside down, meaning that you owe more on the car than it's worth. So let's say you get in an accident and the insurance company, you know, the car's totaled and the insurance company pays it off, but you still have a balance on that loan because they're only going to pay you the value of the car.
But what does that mean? So what happens if that happens to me?
So let's say you owe $10,000 on a loan, but the car is only worth $5,000. But you got to come up with $5,000 to sell the car to satisfy that loan. So you're stuck with that car. But what I found in the people that I deal with is that they will go ahead and trade in that car and tack on that difference that they owe to the new car.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so now in the next car, they've got another long loan, 5 or 6 years, and they've got, you know, money from the past loan. So from the very time they drive over the asphalt on the lot, they're already upside down.
All right. So walk me through the process. I'm at the car lot. I have this beautiful new car that I really, really want, but I've got to decide what to do and how to negotiate for that loan. What do you recommend?
I'd like to have people walk in with a loan offer from someone, a credit union, their own bank, or someone so that they can compare it to whatever the dealer's offering. Mm. But most importantly, look, if you know you only can spend in your budget about $400 a month, don't think, oh, I'll do $400 a month for 5 or 6 years, just 48 months, and whatever car you can buy for that, that's what you buy. So it may not be that car you want, but it is the car that you can afford.
Tough lessons from Michelle Singletary. One other question. If I can afford a car just by paying cash, should I do that?
Cash is still king, baby. I have not paid, used a loan for a car, and I don't know when. And one trick that I learned from my grandmother, Big Mama, when I did have a car loan, I would continue to make car payments to myself. So by the time I needed another car loan, now this is me, this is like 10 years later,
yeah.
I have the cash for a new or used car.
Great. Michelle Singletary writes the Color of Money column for the Washington Post with some advice about financing a new car. Michelle, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And always listen to Big Mama's advice.